Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sandra Honey from the International Chamber of Commerce, and it is my honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the business and industry constituency. We would like to sincerely thank the chairs of the UNFCCC subsidiary bodies for convening these sessions with the support of the UNFCCC Executive Secretary and the entire secretariat staff, the COP25 presidency and the incoming COP26 presidency, as well as parties for all their continued hard work and engagement over the course of the past 3 weeks. Governments, businesses, and civil society everywhere are confronted with unprecedented challenges due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Whilst we all recognize the need to overcome that crisis, we must continue to act with urgency and speed to address the ongoing global climate challenge as well. Only by delivering concrete action across all stakeholders will we put us on the right trajectory towards a net zero economy by 2050 and deliver on the promise of the Paris Agreement. Time is starting to work against us. Throughout the past weeks, and despite all difficulties encountered in interacting in a virtual setting, parties have engaged actively and especially on critical technical work items, and further enhanced understanding and deepened dialogue on key outstanding issues. Business and industry is committed to the Paris Agreement for a process of practical implementation. We have participated in a formal capacity as observers in a number of discussions on technology, agriculture, response measures, capacity building, markets and finance, and we have listened, learned, and have been asked to share our expertise, experience and advice. While we have recognized a positive evolution on certain issues, we again reiterate the urgent need for more progress, in particular with regard to Article 6, the Enhanced Transparency Framework, and common timeframes. Completion of these matters is critical in order to create the market confidence needed to unlock investments, ambition, and greater mitigation. Excellency, distinguished delegates, much work remains to be done before November, and we urge you to continue to press to complete outstanding issues. We call on you to explore every possible opportunity for further work, make the best use of upcoming ministerial meetings, and deliver vital steps forward. This is imperative to success in Glasgow. Business stands ready to work with you in this regard and support you in any way possible on the road to COP26. Thank you.